Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Our update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID. Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people he handpicked, several who have voiced vaccine skepticism.
Yesterday, the former head of the CDC said she was fired by Kennedy because she refused his order to pre-approve new vaccine recommendations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move. Disney, the parent company of ABC. And this is ABC News. We're learning new details about how the arrest of Tyler Robinson went down last week following the murder of activist Charlie Kirk. The surrender beginning with a surprise phone call, says ABC chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
A Utah sheriff described the chilling phone call he received from a retired detective who was a friend of Tyler Robinson's family.
He said, "Hey, I know who Charlie Kirk's shooter is."
The sheriff said that retired detective, along with the suspect's parents, helped convince Robinson to turn himself in.
He knew he was going to get caught. He didn't want a big SWAT team hitting his parents' house or his apartment.
After negotiating his surrender, police say that retired detective drove the suspect and his parents to the sheriff's office, where they waited for lead investigators to arrive.
Charlie Kirk's memorial service will be held at State Farm Stadium in Phoenix on Sunday. It's been designated by Homeland Security as a level one event with the same security in place as the Super Bowl. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all-deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, Chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching, all for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
5 minutes after 7 on this Thursday morning, the 18th of September. We'll get forecast details for you coming up from WRCO Radio and more regular features. We'll scratch around and see if we have anything to talk about with Hank and birthdays and anniversaries in a few minutes.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably with smooth lift and reclined features and supportive design. They offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Moving sale. It will take over 12 hours to move our entire inventory of gently used convertibles and American classics from Plainfield to our new indoor facility next to Culver's in Wautoma. And I'd rather sell them than move them. So come find yours today and get our best price of the season. Now until we move September 20th, it's a win-win. Find our entire selection online at convertiblesandclassics.com.
Bring your appetite to the Viola Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Fair food, midway rides, parades, and raffle prizes, plus live music Saturday night. Proud sponsors include Driftless Outdoors, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Jones Chevrolet, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Walsh's Ace in Muscadet wants to say thank you. Local businesses like theirs rely on customers like you, and together they did something amazing. With your support, during the annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale, they raised over $26 million nationally and earned second place in the country. As a thank you, coming up on Friday, September 19th, join them for food and a chance to meet Liam, the local CMN hero. Plus, on Friday, September 19th at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, you can enjoy 20% off regular-priced items and 10% off power tools and appliances. That's Walsh's Ace in Muscadet saying thank you for helping them make miracles happen.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's high, 84 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and still rather warm. East or southeast winds around 5. Tonight, some clouds, isolated showers possible, a low of 61. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, a high of 76 with a 40% chance of spotty showers. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Friday night, a low of 59. And Saturday, a high of 74 with periods of rain and possible thunderstorms. Sunday, 73 with pockets of rain and thunderstorms likely again. So we could be in for a rainy stretch. We'll wait and see. It's been a little dry lately. After a low of 58, we're at 60 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. They say a country mile wide, I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. How no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby,
and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new.
And done with a classic there, A Brand New Man. Today, September 18th, a few things to celebrate. It's Chiropractic Founders Day, First Love Day. It's Free Queso Day. Ooh, I'm all for that. Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day. It's National HIV, AIDS, and Aging Awareness Day. It's International Read and E-Book Day, Equal Pay Day. It's also, National Respect Day and World Monitoring Day. Lots of things to take part in today and recognize. And food-wise, today is National Red Velvet Cake Day. Sounds good to me. It's also Rice Krispie Treats Day. Amen. Yeah. Snap, crackle, and pop. Put a little bit of frosting on those, too. A little peanut butter. Good stuff. And National Cheeseburger Day. I think we celebrate that about once a week. I know Hank does as well. I think last week was double hamburger day or double cheeseburger day? So it's only single today. So Hank can only just get a single Frisco burger. National Cheeseburger Day today. Celebrate accordingly. 7:13 on a Thursday. Here's Shaboozy.
I see dead ends, but we're still going strong. We've been heading down a one-way street, but it feel like it's wrong. Moving like a freight train, getting tired of tugging along. I've been trying to say goodbye, but I'm gonna miss you, girl, the second you're gone. Gave me your heart, gave me heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. I'm out down the highway. Myself. I went out looking for a good time, but I'm going through hell. Got Jesus on the hotline saying you need help. Put the liquor on the shelf, tell the devil farewell. You gave me your heart, gave you heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. I'm out down the highway. The guy who died on the highway with all his regrets. He was driving for miles and miles and miles, couldn't see where it ends. He was trying to find ways to tell her how he feels. you looked in her eyes, you could tell she was hurt. So you let go of the wheel.
Until you've been beside a man, you don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want. Some men never go.
WRCO Studio, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, where great music and delicious memories are made.
Family Prescription Center. where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Heads up, Watoma. The tops are dropping, engines are rumbling, and your uncle just tried to trade his lawnmower for a 75 Vet. It's vintage. We're convertibles and classics, and we've officially landed in Watoma. From American classics to stylish convertibles, if it's cool, we probably have it. So swing by Convertibles and Classics at W7720 State Road 21 next to the Culver's in Watoma, because life's too short to drive a boring car.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
For the Richland Hospital and Clinics, obesity answers are more than numbers on a scale. Allison Ewing, family nurse practitioner, is one of the providers behind Get Fit, a program helping people of all ages who are struggling. She will run labs to rule out underlying conditions, then look at things you might not consider, like sleep patterns and mental health. Consider scheduling an appointment with Allison. No referral is necessary.
It's Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where flowers say I love you, or at least I panicked at the last minute, and Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Today's show is packed with more energy than a toddler after three juice boxes, a couple of world records you didn't even know existed, and the chance to learn, well, absolutely nothing useful. And of course, don't miss Hank's Love Lines, where romance meets reality. Remember, folks, Hank says if she steals your hoodie, that's true love. But if she steals your fries, you better run. Tune in, laugh a little, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
The star of stars, yeah, Hank Bray.
Where it's all burnt out.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. I saw it again this
Falling
morning.
Star.
Absolutely the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Is that right?
Yep.
Falling Absolute. Star.
Yep.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Anyway. And you? What, did you do anything last night? It was a Wednesday. Your night off?
Night off.
Did you have to clean or anything?
No, I went to bed a little earlier.
You did? You were probably tired from what?
I was, yeah. Tuesday night took a lot out of me.
Nope.
Yeah, otherwise. Oh, and I know we were preparing for our broadcast on Saturday night.
Oh, yes.
From the Starlight 14 drive-in. So went out and did a little testing out there last night. Hoping to get that in, but stay tuned. The forecast is kind of...
It's kind of icky Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, iffy for a lot of stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
But you and I were talking about that earlier, a little concerning for football on Friday night.
You and I could be home late.
Showers and thunderstorms. Yes. Yeah. Speaking of staying up late, this isn't so bad for me on a weekend.
On a weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I can stay up late.
Unless June gets on you on Saturday.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah. Well, and we have Leia's birthday party.
Oh yeah, Saturday. you're done.
So
now where is that at?
That's in DeForest.
That's in DeForest. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So
you're gonna have to get up early for that anyway.
And I won't get my nap.
Nope. You're done, Phil.
I'll be grumpy.
You'll have naps on Sunday.
Right. Got to be careful.
Week two naps. Naps.
Yeah.
Naps.
Yeah, because even just watching a football game after a nap and you're sitting there and then, that counts as a nap.
Hey,
what's going on?
I was just watching a different football game. That was 4 hours ago, honey.
Hey,
it's Sunday night football already.
Air conditioner set out here.
I watched Tommy Boy last night.
Oh, there's a classic.
Oh my goodness!
Talking about movies.
Oh my goodness, Tommy Boy. That Chris Farley was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, sad that he and John Belushi both had a lot of things going on that we didn't see, but
the struggles of life.
The tragedy behind the comedian, which is often a thing. But man, that Farley was so funny. Chris Farley was about the same exact age as me,
really,
and he went to Edgewood High School, and so graduated the same year. So a lot of the things he did and said were I could
write on
pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and. That movie was pretty much an ad lib.
Right.
They just kind of said, okay, we're going to make this movie. And
you're just going to go with it.
Right. It's got some scenes from Wisconsin in it, too.
Yes, it does.
They hit
is that
deer.
A niner? And David Spade is like the best sidekick ever.
Right.
I mean, because David Spade is a dry sense of humor guy. Absolutely love them together.
Yeah.
Huh, I'm surprised you didn't know they had a Thin Mint shell. Wouldn't melt in your half.
And that poor car by the end of
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of wrecked.
I don't feel any pain here, but here. Are they a mark here? No, I don't see any mark. Oh, my goodness. But what a great movie.
And some of the things that the trick with the bees where the police were after them and you got out, I think that was based on a true story.
I'm sure it was. No, never happened to me.
Get out and swat the bees. The
bees!
Police will leave you alone.
Yes. We'll come back and check on you. They would never do that today.
No, I don't think so either.
No. But. Shoot me. Hey, did you know?
I didn't.
Just found some news.
I didn't know it.
Breaking news. The most Parmesan cheese wheels cracked simultaneously. A world record in Canada was broken on the 15th of September.
What do they do? Have it with their hand or what?
I don't know. It just says cracked. It says cracked simultaneously.
Hmm.
450 retail stores participated in a world record organ event. And they cracked open 1,672 wheels of Parmigiano.
Hmm. Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Setting the world record for the most Parmesan cheese wheels cracked simultaneously.
Well, that's fascinating.
It is crazy.
Not exactly sure,
why.
What prompted that, but.
Hey, you know what? World record's a world record.
Uh-huh. Probably promotion of Parmesan cheese.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or the company in Canada.
I'm surprised that you haven't had more recipes with Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
That's an easy sprinkle for you. If you have the shaky cheese kind, the fake stuff in the jar, you can just add that to everything, including popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. And actually, you're going to laugh at this, but I love dipping my popcorn in peanut butter.
What? Now, that is a little...
Oh, it's good.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, just like a dip. You take each kernel and dip it.
Dip each kernel of popcorn in peanut butter.
Yep. Really good.
Huh. Well, I guess if it, kind of salt and the peanut butter and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's good.
I'll take your word for that one.
Now, here we go. Most rubber chickens thrown in a bucket in 1 minute, Phil.
Ah!
24.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's something that you and I could work on.
From how far out?
I don't know. It doesn't say that.
Huh.
But interesting.
I used to have a rubber chicken. I don't know what happened.
Really?
I think June threw it away.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
You have some rubber things around here, too, that make crazy sounds.
Because we'd go to somebody's house, and it'd be like, I brought a chicken salad. I'd bring out a head of lettuce, and then...
Your rubber chicken.
Rubber chicken.
I bet June got really proud. June's proud of you.
That was, that was really good. That worked for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have got old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Longest time holding the splits, buddy.
Oh.
30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get growing pools even thinking about that.
I know.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And especially with my hip, too. I wouldn't want to try it because, all of a sudden, it'd be like, boing, a spring would pop out or something. Mm-hmm. You know, pew.
Most, oh, here we go. Most wet t-shirts put on in a minute.
Really?
12 of them.
Really?
Yeah, you, because that's probably not easy to do.
You did?
Oh. No, I okay. Could, if it's wet, I ain't getting it on.
Or off.
Or off, yes.
Yeah.
Especially gloves. Have you noticed that? When your hands are wet, you cannot stick your hand in any part of gloves.
Never tried it.
It's horrible. Yeah. Have you ever seen four or five grown men down there by their mufflers of the razor trying to get their hands dry where they can get the gloves on in the middle of Colorado?
Oh.
Yeah, you're probably a redneck.
Recently.
Yes.
Recently happened.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So, but anything. Here we go. Here, this is yours. Most simultaneously whoopee cushions set on.
Now there.
389.
Wow.
Yes.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Can you imagine how loud that was?
I can see if I can find it.
That would be one of the loudest
whoopee cushions
blasts ever.
I'm going to see if I can find that. Then I'll forward the audio to you, and I'll let you do what you want for that.
Wow. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, that's 389.
That's called the Bronx Cheer, by the way. So... Yeah, the first one I ever owned, you know, my mama gave me money to buy a souvenir.
And that's what you bought.
Yeah, our school trips, mm-hmm. Oftentimes in those years would be the Dells.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a place called Fort Dells, which was, they would simulate gun battles mm-hmm. and things like that. But anyway, I got to go to the souvenir shop and buy something with my mama's money. I bought a whoopee cushion.
Was she proud?
No. We gave you our hard-earned money so you could enjoy it, and that's what you came home with?
I still have it,
yeah. What's wrong with that?
Most ping pong balls caught with a shaving cream covered head in 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
29. So I think we shave Bo's head and put shavings and see how many we can put on
there. That's good.
Yeah.
Or we could use Chris. It's already
done. Yeah, Chris is already done. We just need a shaving cream. Or half of Henry's head.
Yeah, we just use the back of yours.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey. Yeah. Well, people pick on me for my gray hair. I don't have any bald spots.
So. No, you don't.
No. That's,
you have a nice head of hair.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It needs to be trimmed here.
You want me to do it?
Well, no, I don't think so. Haircut or a dog license, one or the other. What do you do?
Make sure your rabies shot are cut up.
What do you do?
Are you ready for the Southern Love Line?
Yes.
Sweep you off your feet.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sitting down, though.
Yeah, are you ready? Well, right. Sweep you off your chair.
Oh, okay.
All right. Honey, you smell better than bacon on a campfire.
Oh! Boy, that surely win her heart.
Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. You ever smelt bacon on a campfire?
Well, it's a good smell.
You ain't a kidding.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you ain't a kidding. That's yeah. Honey, you smell better than bacon on a campfire.
Huh.
But guaranteed to get something.
Significant other that she smells like, or he smells like bacon. I don't know.
I didn't say that.
You smell better than.
I get it.
You smell better than.
You smell better than
right.
bacon. Bacon on a campfire.
Bacon.
Cooking. Yeah, bacon.
Huh. Okay.
We like bacon.
All right. Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to use it to
help yourself.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Buddy, I hope you have a great day and be kind.
Compliments of Hank Bray today.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
This week at Richland Locker, shoppers can save on fresh favorites. Boneless chicken breasts are just $2.48 a pound, and marinated chicken breasts only $3.48 a pound. In the deli, enjoy smoked pit ham for $6.48 a pound, and sliced Swiss cheese, also $6.48 a pound. Richland Locker is known for quality meats and friendly service. Stop in today and stock up on these specials while supplies last at Richland Locker, Richland Center.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
This day in history, 1793, President Washington laid the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol. 1851, the first edition of the New York Times was published. And in 1970, rock musician Jimi Hendrix died in London at the age of 27. Some iconic moments from this day in history, September 18th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Sophia Mata from St. Mary's School. Also to Amelia Mary Wolf, have a super year. Love, Mima and Grandpa. Wishes today on the 16th birthday of Autumn and Matthew Huffman from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. Happy 17th, Melanie and Brooke Williamson. And this is with much love from Grandma Sarah. It's a day for twins. Happy birthday to Jack and Ronnie Fruit. And also Kathy Krulatz and Heather Patterson celebrating birthdays today. It's a big day for twins. Happy birthday to Judy Barnacle and Jamie Pauls. And happy anniversary today to Lester and Karen Parker and Ken and Juwan Hansen. Happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday Club to Pappy Bennett, Michael Bruno, and Carrie Gulsrud, along with Zach Meyer. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Jenny Labatt, to Judy Barnacle and Carrie Gulsrud, plus happy anniversary, Lester and Karen Parker. Best wishes to Lester and Karen from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also, Thursday morning greetings to Sue Allen. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Also to John Baumkamp and Ian Duffy, along with Todd Meister. Happy anniversary, Nathan and Nikki Chitwood, and Perry and Heidi Wilkinson. From Schmidt-Wilden Hills residents and staff, we salute Janine Bennett, to Azrael Judson, and also to Patricia Shell.
Happy anniversary blessings to Chris and Jenny Blado from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Anniversary blessings to Josh and Julie Bollinger from the Avoca United Methodist Church family. Wishes going out today on a special day for a very special couple. All the best today to Ken and Juwan Hansen on their 60th wedding anniversary from your golfing, card players, and eating out friends, Ed and Bev Fink. To Ken and Juwan from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church, and also from their children, Dawn, Tracy, and Chad. Have a great day. Maybe Juwan can play a song and Kenny can sing today, whatever. Best wishes to everybody celebrating. Thanks for sending those our way.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
We will check news coming up in a few from WRCO. It's 61 degrees at 7:42. This is Don Williams.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
It is our hope that you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it here at WRCO.
Support in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning from WRCO. This news update is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. The forecast calls for a high of 84, more summer-like weather today. Some clouds and isolated showers possible tonight. Currently in Richland Center, it is 61 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Reporting for Joanne Krulutz, I am Phil Nee. Authorities in the Wisconsin Dells are investigating a death that happened near the Wisconsin River overnight. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, the Kilbourne Fire Department was called to the 29 block of Broadway Avenue at 11:47 Wednesday night for a report of a person falling into the Wisconsin River. Nearly an hour and a half later, the Kilbourne Fire Department spotted and recovered the man's body. Police said that they do not suspect it was caused by foul play, although they were still investigating the death as of this morning. The man's identity has not yet been released by police. A new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers.
The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL up to $30,000. Democratic Governor Tony Evers provided $500,000 for the program as part of the 2025-27 biennial budget. More info on the program can be found on the DWD website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a proposed bill that would effectively require state employees to return to in-person work full-time. The bill requires state employees to work in the office for at least 80% of their time. It passed 51-44 along party lines in the Republican-controlled State Assembly. Democratic lawmakers argue the bill would not help the state government operate more effectively, saying remote work options helped state agencies recruit and retain good workers from across Wisconsin and consolidate remaining physical workspaces. Democratic state lawmakers are circulating a proposed bill that would allow Wisconsin residents struggling with suicidal thoughts to add themselves to a do not sell list for firearms. The legislation is meant to allow those individuals to voluntarily give up access to firearms if they feel it is unsafe for them to have one. Research shows suicide attempts that do not involve a firearm are rarely fatal, but are nearly always fatal when they do. People who add themselves to the list could later apply to be removed from the database after a waiting period. The Red Cross Blood Drive was in Richland Center yesterday, and a total of 71 donors showed up, 57 whole blood donations and 14 power reds. They came close to their goal of 75, again with 71 yesterday. So thanks to all who took part in the Red Cross Blood Drive in Richland Center. The next one in Richland Center will be on November 19th. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance for the autumn equinox. Fall officially does not begin until 1:19 Monday afternoon, September 22nd. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mounds site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire on the evening of Saturday, September 20th, to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the mornings Saturday through Tuesday, or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 o'clock Saturday night prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The universities of Wisconsin system are adding security screenings for Board of Regents meetings this week. Attendees will be required to walk through metal detectors, and anyone who refuses a screening or has a prohibited item will be denied entry. The Regents meet Thursday and Friday on the UW-Madison campus. Prohibited items include weapons, illegal substances, large banners, flags, or signs on sticks, and noise-making devices. University officials reported in July that at least four homes owned by members of the Board of Regents, including two in Madison, were vandalized with pro-Palestinian slogans. A challenger has won a special election in the Dane County village of DeForest. Alicia Williams won Tuesday's special election with nearly 80% of the vote. Ousted village trustee Bill Landgraf and another challenger, Stacy Peterson, each received just over 10%. Landgraf was among trustees voting earlier this year to stop adding fluoride to the village's drinking water. But organizers said the recall was motivated by Landgraf's alleged in-person and online intimidation and harassment of residents who disagreed with him. Williams, who was the organizer's preferred candidate, pledges to bring a higher level of professionalism and civility to the seven-member board in DeForest, a community of about 10,000 residents. The Madison Metropolitan School District wants to know if residents want more educational options for students. A new survey asks respondents in the state's second-largest K-12 district whether they'd like to see schools that kids from anywhere in the district could attend, with a focus on areas like the arts, foreign languages, or STEM. The district currently uses a neighborhood schools model, with most students attending the elementary school nearest their home, which then feeds into the closest middle and high schools. The survey asks residents to rank their top five priorities for the district and is a part of a broader Building for the Future plan. The survey closes on September 26th. The Madison District's 52 elementary, middle, and high schools serve some 25,000 students. In the Elkhorn School District, they are stepping up security after threats were made against a staff member.
Fox 6 Milwaukee reports the threats started last Friday after an online conservative influencer falsely accused elementary school assistant principal Cindy Rayberg of mocking the death of conservative commenter Charlie Kirk. The school was inundated with calls and messages threatening Rayberg even after the influencer issued an apology and correction. Elkhorn police are increasing their presence in the district, and the administration is going to be pursuing legal action against people who made those threats. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Coming up this weekend, the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener will be held Saturday at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Doors will open at 5 and dinner will be served at 6:45. There will be a live auction, silent auction, and raffles. Tickets are $50 each or $2 for $90. Advanced ticket purchase locations include Community First Bank in Muscadet and Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet and Richland Center. You can also buy tickets from Steve Schneider by calling 608-604-9000. Tickets will be available at the door. Walk-ins are welcome. The Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce will present Oktoberfest this Saturday at Circus World. Festmasters Pete and Rebecca Ottinger will open the festivities by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Baraboo Wisconsin Sing Beer Choir to start singing. They're the opening act for Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 until 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 until 7, as this year's headlined act, Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro, prepares to perform from 7 until 9. Admission buttons cost $10 in advance at the Chamber's Visitor Center in West Baraboo. Admission will be $12 on the day of the event. For more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is launching new consumer protection toolkits. Trade and Consumer Protection Division Administrator Michelle Reinen says the toolkits help DATCAP inform people about common consumer protection issues. Reinen says toolkits include information about common scams and frauds and which age groups are primarily targeted and the different types of scams out there. Toolkits contain infographics, promotional posters, and links to resource guides and fact sheets. More information can be found on DATCAP's website. Elsewhere, an investigation is underway after a fatal industrial accident at a pizza plant. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says 45-year-old Robert Chiron was killed by a piece of machinery at Palermo's Pizza in West Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Spokesperson Rebecca Shimke says the company is cooperating with investigators and will be offering support to the victim's family. West Milwaukee Police and the Operational Health and Safety Administration are already investigating. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reinstating its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard says they recommend individuals 6 months and older get a COVID booster during the fall respiratory virus season. Westergaard says evidence continues to show that COVID-19 vaccines lower the chance of severe illness across age groups, which is especially important for people who might be at higher risk. Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order Monday requiring the state to set its own COVID vaccine guidelines. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport is enhancing the international part of its name. Construction began Tuesday on a new international concourse. The $95 million project will be reopening once the once abandoned Concourse E, with two flexible gates for both international and domestic flights. The concourse was originally planned to reopen in 2021, but that was delayed due to an airport revenue trouble related to the pandemic. The project's completion date is set for late 2027. Nominations for the 2025 Vernon County Awards will be closing on Friday at noon. This annual celebration honors the people, businesses, and organizations shaping Vernon County's future while celebrating its rich traditions. The awards banquet will be held November 6th at Venue in the Valley, Coon Valley's newest event space. Don't miss your chance to recognize someone who makes a difference. View this year's categories and submit your nomination. 2025 award categories include Small Business of the Year in Vernon County, Legacy Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Community Impact, Nonprofit Excellence, Event of the Year, Young Leaders, Partnership for Progress, and Heritage Preservation and Cultural Development Award. You can find information and submit nominations at vernoncountywi.gov.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Here are today's vital statistics. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua, died Thursday, September 11th at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Friday from 11 until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98, of Richland Center, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the church on Friday from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11:30, where a final salute will be conducted conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Memorials may be made to Pine Valley Foundation or St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements for Louis E. Louis Williams, 98, of Richland Center. And Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services will be held Friday, September 26th at 1 o'clock at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
It will be another warm and humid day today, a high of 84 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and still rather warm. Tonight, maybe a round of showers and a low of 61. It is 60 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update from ABC at 8 o'clock is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding the shooting of right-wing influence.